Action Morning News is brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF. Are you a pensioner under the Public Service Pension Fund looking to update your life certificate without visiting our offices? Well, PSPF now brings this service right to you wherever you are. Introducing the PSPF Biometric Life Verification System. Simply visit www.pspf.org.zm, click on Life Verification to self-enroll. Complete your verification using facial recognition and check your verification status by following the simple on-screen steps. It's fast, secure, and convenient. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia's civil society organizations protest against xenophobic acts in South Africa. Speaker Nelly Moti clarifies that no MP crossed the floor. In international news, Macron tours East Africa. And in sports news, Red Arrows beat Para in Absa Cup final.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, has ruled that no member of parliament, MP, can lose a seat based on political allegations dismissing claims that several lawmakers had crossed the floor in breach of Article 72 of the Constitution of Zambia. Delivering a consolidated ruling on 3 points of order raised in April 2026, Ms. Moti emphasized that parliament's guiding principle is clear. Without proof of registration or formal defection, no parliamentary seat can be declared vacant. She stressed that accusations, political statements, or speculation do not meet the constitutional threshold required under Article 72. The ruling comes amid allegation that some MPs had defected to the ruling party, while others said to have joined opposition ranks through the Tonse Alliance. The first point of order raised by Lukashia MP alleged that 6 MPs that had joined the United Party for National Development did so in violation of Article 72. Another concern was raised by Katombola MP questioning whether certain MPs, including Mr. Chisanga, breached the Constitution by allegedly joining the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, through the Tonse Alliance. Nkana PMP also sought clarification on why the Luangeni seat had not been declared vacant after the second deputy speaker, elected as independent MP, was alleged to have joined the UPND. Addressing the 3 points of order, the speaker said the office of the clerk had written to the affected MPs to obtain their responses in line with parliamentary procedure and the principles of natural justice. Ms. Moti said the affected lawmakers denied defecting, stating no formal change of party affiliation had taken place. Mr. Sunday Chanda clarified that he had only expressed the intention to join the United Party for National Development after the dissolution of Parliament, thus remaining a member of his original party at the time. Regarding allegations involving Mr. Munduwile, Mr. Chisanga, Mr. Kampiongo, and Honorable Moyo, the speaker noted that no responses had been received from them and no evidence had been presented to them to substantiate the claims. Additionally, the speaker disclosed that only Luapula MP had formally resigned after being adopted as a presidential candidate ahead of the August 13, 2026 general election. The resignation was properly documented and legally confirmed, giving Parliament grounds to halt his participation in parliamentary business. In a separate development, the Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism has expressed a deep concern over troubling videos, images, and reports from South Africa showing members linked to the Dudula movement targeting fellow Africans living, working, and doing business there. Consortium spokesperson and CPRA Executive Director Clifton Chihube has threatened that the consortium will deliver a letter of protest against the xenophobic acts at the South African High Commission in Lusaka. Mr. Chihube explained that the CSOs have condemned the attacks against black Africans, emphasizing the situation in South Africa violates African solidarity, pan-Africanism, and human dignity. Mr. Chihube has therefore criticized the South African authorities for their seemingly inadequate response to these incidents and called on them to guarantee the safety of all individuals involved. Mr. Chihube has reminded the South African government and its people of their own constitution's protections, highlighting Section 10, which guarantees everyone's inherent dignity and the right to have it respected and protected, and Section 12(1)(e), which ensures freedom and security from cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment. He stressed that these constitutional protections apply to every person in South Africa, irrespective of nationality, race, immigration status, or even economic position.
Cognize that every country has the right to enforce its immigration and labor laws. However, that responsibility belongs to law state institutions such as the police, immigration authorities, and the courts, not to angry mobs, vigilante groups, or xenophobic citizens. No grievance, therefore, can justify public humiliation, intimidation, and mob justice. It is particularly painful for countries like Zambia, which stood with South Africa during the liberation struggle, to now witness fellow Africans being targeted in this manner. We believe such actions undermine not only South Africa's constitutional values, but also the vision of African unity and economic integration under the African Continental Free Trade Area. As a consortium, we will formally deliver a protest letter to the South African Embassy here in Lusaka.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning has released 17.8 billion kwacha in April 2026 to finance public service delivery, sustain economic recovery efforts, support vulnerable households, and continue implementation of critical infrastructure and development programs across the country. The April 2026 Treasury releases reflect the government's continued commitment to fiscal discipline, debt sustainability, macroeconomic stability, and the steady implementation of the 2026 national budget amidst ongoing efforts to transition the economy from stabilization towards stronger private sector-led growth, productivity expansion, and job creation. Of the total amount released during the month, 6.6 billion was allocated to the public service wage bill, 2.4 billion kwacha went towards debt service and dismantling of arrears, 4 billion kwacha was released for transfers, subsidies and social benefits, 3.1 billion kwacha supported government programs and operations, while 1.7 billion kwacha financed capital expenditure and infrastructure development. Under debt and other liabilities, the Treasury released 2.4 billion kwacha, of which 2 billion kwacha was directed towards domestic debt service, 153 million kwacha toward external debt obligations, and 300 million kwacha towards dismantling domestic arrears owed to suppliers and service providers. These payments remain critical to preserving fiscal credibility, supporting private sector liquidity, and sustaining the gains achieved under Zambia's debt restructuring program. In a separate development, Lusaka mayoral aspirant Victor Nyasulu has emphasized that a truly prosperous Lusaka should be safer, cleaner, healthier, and economically empowering, especially for women and youth. He highlights this commitment as central to his vision for the capital city as he aspires for the mayoral job. He has therefore expressed gratitude to marketeers, nurses, teachers, entrepreneurs, farmers, domestic workers,